Pope Paul VI is most known for bringing the Second Vatican Council to its completion and for his landmark encyclical on artificial contraception, Humanae Vitae, published in 1968. It seems the saintly pontiff has a special affection for life, as the miracles that led the way to his canonization both involved unborn babies. In February of 2018, the recognition of a miracle attributed to the prayers of Paul VI was unanimously approved by the Vatican panel, leading the way to the pontiff's canonization. The mother of a child who received the miraculous healing was suffering from a disease which threatened to cause a miscarriage of her pregnancy. Both her life and the child's were at risk. A few days after his beatification in 2014, the pregnant woman from Verona in Italy prayed to Paul VI for his intercession. The child was eventually born in perfect health. The case was brought to the congregation in 2014 and was analyzed by both medical experts and theologians. The first miracle attributed to Paul VI prior to his beatification also involved an unborn child. A pregnant woman was advised to have an abortion because a child was disabled. Instead, the woman prayed to Paul VI and the child was born completely healthy. Pope Paul VI, who died in 1978, brought a close to the Second Vatican Council. He also wrote the pivotal encyclical Humanae Vitae, which affirmed the Church's disapproval of artificial contraception. The document foretold the dire consequences for society if the use of artificial contraception became widespread. His words are now considered prophetic by many in the Church. Pope St. Paul VI, born Giovanni Battista Enrico Antonio Maria Montini, was Pope from 1963 to 1978 and helmed a period of great change in the Church. His most well-known achievement was completing the Second Vatican Council, which started under his predecessor, St. Pope John XXIII, and aimed to address how the Church should engage in a rapidly changing modern world. He played a crucial role in guiding the discussions and implementing the changes that came out of the Council. Pope Paul VI supported the idea that Mass should be celebrated in the local languages of the people attending, but with the continued prominence of Latin as a sacred language in the liturgy. This change helped many Catholics understand and participate more fully in the Mass. Another major contribution of Pope Paul VI was his emphasis on ecumenism, which means promoting unity among different Christian denominations. He worked hard to build bridges with other Christian communities such as the Orthodox Church and Protestant denominations. Pope Paul VI also wrote several important documents which addressed critical issues of the time. One of the most famous is Humanae Vitae, where he reaffirmed the Church's teachings on the sanctity of life and the importance of family. Although it courted controversy at the time, this document emphasized the Church's commitment to moral principles in a changing world. Additionally, Pope Paul VI was dedicated to social justice and the rights of the poor. He traveled extensively more than any previous pope, visiting countries across the globe to connect with people and understand their struggles. Pope Paul VI was canonized on the 14th of October 2018 in St. Peter's Square by Pope Francis. Pope St. Paul VI, pray for us.